Nobody is asking that patient confidentiality is breached. It's not about public curiosity. This is about what's in the public interest. It is in the public interest to know what the effect on people who had serious conditions, whose x-rays were missed, was because of those failures. And effectively what we have now is, because the trust and the department is hiding behind the smokescreen of data protection, we get a drip of information which is doing nothing to boost staff morale in the health service. It's doing nothing to give the public a sense that the health bodies have a grip of this crisis. And it's actually doing nothing for the patients and families who have been affected by this backlog.
The Trust now says deficiencies have been addressed, the system has been improved, the protocols have been changed, and this won't happen again.
I'm actually a former health service manager myself. I have read the review, and even as I see it, the review's report is couched in management jargon, and it's very difficult to decipher. A lot of it talks about performance standards being met and whatnot, and it gets into a lot of detail about professional standards not being breached. This isn't a witch hunt after any individual member of staff, but what we don't really know is to what extent capacity issues in Alton McGilvin, the lack of resources or otherwise, played a part in contributing to this failure. And that's certainly one of the things that I want to probe and test when the officials are summoned back to the committee.